Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Well, my name is Priscilla or Perky.
And my name is Peace. So for the past two, sorry.
我的名字叫孙木
杰，
孙木杰和陆星明。
Okay, so for the past 2 months, we've been in Oklahoma, doing an internship called In the Gap.
前我们过去的两个月，我们到了俄克拉荷马州，在那里有一个很长的一个两个月的训练。
So before we do the slide, we're going to go through a slideshow, but just to clarify, we're not supposed to take any pictures because of the kids that we're supposed to.
So we want to protect the kids' identity, so just ask that you don't take pictures of any of the slideshows.
Yeah, 先跟大家打个招呼，在我们接下来会放投影片，请大家在放投影片的时候不要对着投影片拍照片，因为我们在那边训练的时候，这些孩子他们的那个身份是需要保密。好，谢谢。
Okay. The other slide. 另外一个。
好，我们从另外一张开始。
The 另外一个 slide.
PowerPoint.
PowerPoint. Yes. PowerPoint. That's what it is.Yay, there we go. Okay, so in the gap, we had about 36 interns, and it's 4 levels. So,
好，我们这个训练叫做补破口的。我们的学员一共有36位。
嗯，然后we have 4 levels. So,
我们有四级。
Yeah, so we went for the first level.
我们是初级。
So each level had a different theme. For us, it was just...focusing mainly on communicating God's love and communicating to the children. And the second level would be more of communicating on a higher basis, maybe like speech and stuff like that. And then their level of leadership. And then the fourth level would be
discipleship.
Discipleship.
Yeah. 一共有四级。对于我们是初级只要跟孩子们来交通，使他们知道神的爱，使他们知道那个知道主耶稣。然后第二级、第三级下去就是比较晋升到做那个培养领袖品格，和最后是作为门徒训练装备。
Okay, so this is the theme verse, which is Ezekiel 22:30. It says, "I look for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it." But I found none.
这是一个我们不破口的这个意象，是以西结书22:30。我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙垣，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。
Yeah, so this is our prayer, is to stand in the gap to communicate God's love to the children.
这就是我们这次要去的重点，我们就是要向孩子们分享神的爱。
So for the past 2 months, specifically standing in the gap and also focusing on standing in the gap for such a time as this.
在过去的月份里面，我们做的就是这件事，就站在破口中防堵。
Yeah. Okay, before, we should tell you guys what In the Gap is. In the Gap is an internship that teaches you to teach kids. So they teach you how to teach character classes in schools and how to host Bible clubs after that.
所以在那个，我先跟大家介绍一下这个不破口的这个题目我没有中文翻译，所以我翻成叫做不破口的。它主要是来训练老师，使这些老师将来要来服侍孩童。那训练这个这些老师，主要是让他们在品格在训练孩童的品格上面的成长。
So we'll tell you guys, we'll run through a regular week of ITG, or in the gap.
Regular weekday. Yeah, ITG. Okay,
there we go. Regular week.
这就是我们每天每月的每个星期的生活。
All right, so 7 o'clock to 7:45, we have breakfast. And also, we pack our own lunches at breakfast.
So if you miss breakfast, then you miss lunch because you don't have food.
所以我们
Unless you bring your own food.
所以我们清晨起来、早餐时间是7点到7点45分、如果我们吃不到早饭的话，意味着我们也吃不到中饭，因为中饭就是在装一点早饭在那个在那个饭盒里面，然后带着出去服侍。
And also, right before breakfast, we also pack all the materials we would need for school.
Yes,
that day.
所以吃早饭的时候，我们也把在学校里面要教导的材料都准备好。
Yeah, so we grab our props and the stuff that we need for school that day.
对，我们把我们东西都准备好，然后就开始一天的教一天的训练和教学。
Okay, so for at 8:10, we usually leave for school. So we have 15 passenger vans, and each van goes to a different school.
So at this point, we're already like finished training, and then we are like sent to school to actually do the character classes.
所以我们八点十分从学校出来，我们大家都看到我们坐的一个都坐在一个这个小的车子里面，有十五人座位的车子里面，这个。这个计划都写在上面。
So, on the screen, you can see those are some numbers of the kids that we influence each week.
所以你们看到，这是一个星期里面的我们会接触和影响多少孩子。所以总你们都看到我们一个星期无论是 Peach 或者是Perky， 都一个星期。都能够影响700多个孩子的生命。
So if we're late to school or to any other things that we have, like the schedule-wise, then we have to get a tardy slip.
我们的时间非常非常紧凑，不容迟到。万一我们迟到，我们要得一个条子，叫做闲懒的条子。
So a tardy slip is It's a piece of paper, and basically it's a small chore that you have to do, and I think it's like a trust, more of a trust-based program thing. So it's like, if you're late for chores, they trust you, or late for anything, they trust you that you're going to take their tardy slip and do it.
And, 所以这是一个自觉自愿的系统。如果你发现你迟到了，你就去拿一个 tardy slip, 拿一个迟到单。迟到单上都写着你要做的一些就是琐事上面已经先写好了。
Yeah. So if you're on time, then you're late. So at 8:10, if we get there at 8:10, then we automatically get a tardy slip. So we have to be there before 8:09. So before 8:10.
所以如果你准时，你就迟到了。八点十分出发，如果你八点十分到，你就迟到了。你要去领一个迟到单，所以你一定要早到。
All right, so we are at school, and then we teach around 5 to 9 character classes at school, and 11:45 to 2 p.m. we come back from school.
所以从早晨一直到下午1:03到2点钟，这段时间就是在学校里面教学。我们一般会教9个班，每个班有班
less than 9个班。
9个班for me.
对。
Okay, yeah, sure.
Five to nine.
5到9个班。
Okay. And so we come back from school. And 2 to 2:30, we get ready for Bible club. So in the morning, we go to school. We come back, grab our props and anything that we need for Bible club, like our Bibles, because we can't bring Bibles to school. And then we go to Bible club.
所以早晨的事情做好之后，我们只有一点点时间来准备，然后立即就开车回家，然后重新拿到那个圣经俱乐部哈 ，Bible Club 这个这些材料，然后就赶到那个赶到去教另外一批孩子，是在他们在 Bible Club 算是在课外的一个教学。要在这之前，他们在学校里面是不允许他们在包里面带圣经或者任何的属灵书籍，所以这个时候他们要回去拿， 因为在 Bible Club 里面是可以。
So, usually every day we would go to Bible Club, but on Mondays it's reserved for training. So we have training instead of Bible Clubs.
所以每这是每天的计划。这个在礼拜一的时候，我们不用过去，因为我们在在我们住的地方要有对我们自己的一些训练。
Okay, so 2:30 we leave for Bible Club, and Monday we have training.
所以就是两点半开始，我们再到那个 Bible Club 的地方去，然后礼拜一是自我训练。
And Bible Club is also a really nice time because at school you're teaching classes of children for like 30 minutes each. But in Bible Club, you get to really invest in these five children for over like 45 minutes.
所以在学校上课的时候，每节课我们只有30分钟时间，但是在这个圣经俱乐部里面，我们可以比较多的时间，一般可以长到45分钟。一个班上有五个孩子。
And you get to talk to God, about God.
你可以被允许谈论神，说到神。
So 5:30 to 6 p.m., we come back from Bible Club and we have dinner.
But oftentimes we don't come back till like 5:50 because we have to wait for all the kids to leave at Bible Club and then go back home.
所以计划是五点半到下午的五点半到六点我们就回来，然后吃晚餐。这是我们有30分钟时间吃晚餐，但是常常我们五点半的时候回不了，因为我们一定要等到每一个孩子都被家长领走。有的时候家长来了晚了，我们就要只好等，常常等到5:50，所以10分钟时间吃晚饭。
Which means a super fast dinner because
tardy slip, yay!
Yes, the next activity starts.
所以我们吃晚饭要拼命吃得快，要不然就会拿到迟到单了。
So we're really skilled at eating fast dinners now.
所以我们现在已经训练了吃饭吃得很快。
Okay. So 6 to 6:30, we have chores. For me, I do lobby team chores. So like scrub the.
6:00 to 6:40, 我们就做一些那个分派的琐事。我的Priscilla 的那个任务就是在 lobby, 在那个他们住的旅馆的大厅里面，在做清洁工作。
And just to clarify, we stayed at a hotel, so we were like we basically did housekeeping for the hotel, and that cut down our cost a lot.
所以我们做的就是在那个旅馆里面整理，这样的话我们可以省掉一些不少钱。
And I did something super fun. I vacuumed the vans. It was awesome.
所以我很喜欢，我就是来用吸尘器来吸这些。
And chores is a super relaxing time because you don't have to think. It's true, it's true.
And 那个时候是我最轻松享受的时候，因为脑子不用转了。
All you have to do is scrub toilets. It's so fun.
Or vacuum the cars.
或者是那个吸那个车子，用吸尘器。
Okay.
All right. So 6:40 to 6:20, we would have free. 6:40 to 7:20, we would have free time.
所以6:40 to 7:20，我们是自由时间。
That meant homework and loads of homework.
这自由时间的意思说要做作业了，但是有很多很多作业。
Yeah. So that picture of the homework, that's the homework from this whole session.
大家看看那么多纸头，就是我们的家庭作业。
Yeah. And the homeworks really help because when you plan for the next day with your teaching partner, all you have to do is grab your homework sheets because all the ideas are already on there.
其实这些家庭作业后的 homework, 严格说应该是在备课，为第二天早晨的教学做备课。因为早晨的时候我们要讲到什么东西的时候，这些单子就抽出来就好，里面东西我们已经做过一遍了。
So homework is they assign it to us so that we can study the character we're teaching ourselves and also,like, for example, preparing for Bible lessons and things like that.
所以这些大家看到这些作业单里面，我们就准备怎么样讲神，怎么样准备圣经的内容。
Yeah. And that time flies by super, super fast. Crazy.
做得非常非常快。
Okay. So 7:25 to 8:05, we have school planning and Bible club planning.
然后接下来的7:25 to 8:05，我们就为明天的那个早晨的那个学校和下午的那个圣经俱乐部一些上课的计划来做准备。
Yeah. So we have 20 minutes for school planning and 20 minutes for Bible club planning.
所以 20分钟为那个学校上课，20分钟为那个圣经俱乐部上课做准备。
When we plan for school, we plan for the 30-minute character lessons that we are going to teach.
在上午的学校里面，我们花30分钟的时间来准备品格教育方面的内容。
Yeah, so we would teach the same things for every class.
我们每次都上每天上课的对象都是不同的，但是我们教导同样的品格课程。
Okay, and just that picture in the your
that
right
one.
Okay, that's a picture of it's the only time Perkin and I taught together, and we had an assembly at school, so the whole school came together, and we were able to teach them a super fast character lesson.
所以我们看到这里面有很多人的地方，就是我们几个班都聚在一起，然后我们很快的来教导圣经的内容。
Okay, so 8:05 p.m. we have our evening activity.
8:05开始，我们是晚上的活动开始了。
Yeah, and every day is different.
每天都有不同的内容。
So Monday is sessions.
So we have like, it's more of like a personal our walk with God session. And then Tuesdays we have electives. That's so much fun. Okay.
所以每天内容都不一样，比如说。礼拜天就是早晨礼拜一晚上就是与神同行，礼拜二就是我有一些自选的项目。
Yeah, so electives they want us to learn something that's other than homework.
目的是要我们做一些关于跟备课不一样的内容。
Yeah. So for me, I took the sign language elective.
所以对于我 Priscilla 我就做一些那个语言手势方面的训练。
And I did EMT, Emergency Medical Treatment.
所以我Peace, 我选的就是EMT, 就是紧急救护方面的护理。
And then Wednesday we had prayer and praise, so it's like prayer meeting and testimonies.
礼拜三的晚上就是祷告会。
And on Thursday night is personal night, so you can like get your homework done or sleep if you need to and stuff like that.
礼拜四的晚上就是自由的时间，你可以自己做你的作业或者睡觉。
Actually, personal night just meant loads and loads of homework to finish up on.
Yeah. 其实礼拜四的时候，我才有机会做好多好多的那个自己的作业。
And for Friday is Friday fun night.
礼拜五叫做礼拜五的 fun night.
Yeah. So if you're late to that, you also get a tardy slip too. So they require you to have fun.
就是礼拜五是一个玩的时候，如果你不去玩或者去的晚了，你也受一个迟到单。
Because, well, if they didn't make that required, a lot of us probably wouldn't go because of all that homework we still have left. And so they require us to do it to take a break so you can, like, take a breath of fresh air.
因为我们的作业很多，我们来不及做，所以他如果不是这样的话，我们一定会待在房间里继续做作业。所以我们被要求出来玩。
Okay, and at 9:10 is in rooms.
所以到9:10，我们就在房间里了。
Mm-hmm. And 10:30 is lights out.
10:30熄灯睡觉。
Exactly, and then they really emphasize getting enough rest. So.For 9:10 in rooms, if you arrive at 9:10, you get 3 tardy slips. And then for every minute after that, you get an extra tardy slip. And same thing with 10:30 lights out. So that's a lot of tardy slips if you accidentally miss it.
所以这两个时间就要牢记住，因为9:10必须回到房间睡觉。如果你准时的话，你就有迟到单，而且是。准时的话就三个迟到单，如果你迟到一分钟，你就再加一个迟到单，所以迟到两分钟就再多加一个迟到单，所以你一定要在9:10之前进房间啊。同样在那个熄灯的时候也是这样，如果熄灯你不睡，没有在床上睡觉的话，你也会拿这么多迟到单。
And I think I got around like 11 tardy slips this session, so that's not a lot actually.
I got 7 tardy slips, mainly because one day I missed curfew by 17 seconds.
Oh no!
所以我算算，我自己 Perky 我拿了11张迟到单， 你们不要笑，因为十一章算的算的很少了。Peace 拿了七章，有一章我才迟到17秒钟。
It's okay, but that makes you really like the next day. You really get in there a lot earlier in order to get your rest.
吃过亏之后，第二天就会很早了。
Yeah. Oh, and I got left behind for school, for Bible club once, so they left without me. Okay. Anyway.
All right. So that's our day at ITG. It is.
这是我们的在那个不破口这个活动中的每天的时间表。
It's very intense, but it's also a lot of fun.
非常强度高的训练，但是我们也非常喜欢。
Okay, so Saturdays we have our accountability or RA group meeting.
所以礼拜六我们是彼此守望和一个叫
RA stands for Resident Assistance.
So it's basically like your mom for the session. Just to translate it.
这基本上是跟妈妈的一对一的时间。这个妈妈是指这个 in the gap 这里面分给我们的分给我们长辈。
Yeah. So they watch out for you, like spiritually, physically, all that.
<laughs> 他们会检查照顾我们的生命，我们的属灵的光景，我们的身体状况。
So, every single week we get assigned a passage of scripture to memorize. So it's usually around 7 verses a week. And on Saturdays we have accountability and we memorize them to each other to make sure that we're going on track.
所以每个星期我们都会背我们都会有些经文需要背通常是七节经文，然后礼拜六的时候就是来检查我们。彼此检查叫做accountability.
Okay, and then,
oh, by the way, Saturday is also the day where you cram in 15 pounds of homework.
Okay, it's not that bad.
But, 然后礼拜六，我们不允不允许做那个做家庭作业。
Okay, and then on Sunday they balance this really well. So Sunday is the day of rest, right? So we go to church, and they require no homework on Sundays.
所以，哦。礼拜六是做 homework， 礼拜天是不可以做。礼拜天敬拜神，然后也是休息时间。
And so it's a really nice break from the rest of the week because if you're required not to do homework, you're required to rest, and it's really nice to just take that like day seriously resting. Yeah.
所以这个很重要，是我们一个星期有一个节奏。所以礼拜天这一天，我们就我们被要求不做作业，而是要休息。我们确实需要休息。
Oh, and that picture of us, it's, we did a Chinese special, so we sang in Chinese.
大家看到这个右边的照片，我们在这个教会里面，我们有一个中文的，中文的献诗。
Okay. All right. And then so somewhere, in the middle of session, we were given the opportunity to go to Texas, which is it's like a children's program, so you're able to help out there.
我们在两个月的中间的时候，我们有机会去了一下德克萨斯州，在那里服侍一个营会的孩童节目。
Yeah. So the night before we left for Texas, there were 13 tornado warnings.
所以在我们出发的那天晚上之前，我们经历了13个龙卷风。
So it was Maya's tornado weather for Oklahoma, and we got hit pretty bad that night.
所以那个时候正好是 Oklahoma 的那个龙卷风的季节，我们那段时间对龙卷风袭击的很厉害。
Right. And then so just a personal story to go with that one. So we were having prayer meeting that night, and I was like, "Whoa, the sky is turning green," and it's like a bright green.
我们在祷告会的中间的时候，有人就说：“哦，你们看，天空已经变成绿色了。”
That means it's a tornado coming.
这个表明就是龙卷风要来了。
But I was like, oh, that's fun. I've never been in a tornado before. That's going to be fun.
我很高兴，我说：“哎，我从来没见过龙卷风啊。”
It really was fun. We were trying to pack, and we had 13 tornado warnings.
确实是使人很兴奋，因为我们中间一共经历了13次。
Oh, And I was taking a shower in between those tornado warnings.
Which came every 1.5 minutes. Or no, it was more like 6 minutes.
Yeah, 有一次我正在洗淋浴的时候那个警报来了。所以只有1-2分钟的时间做准备。
All right. And, but then I was like, this is going to be fun. But when we went out the next day for Texas, there's like these whole row of shops the day we had gone back and they were standing nicely. And today, like that day, we drove past them and they're all ripped apart, like lifted up and moved 50 feet. And they're like metal frames all bursting and everything.
So we went to Texas that day, we had a lot of water on the road. We also saw that on the road, there were some buildings.在那里好好的等到我们龙卷风过后我们再有一次看到的时候发现这些房屋建筑都倒塌都移到了十几米地方去钢筋水泥都露出来整个房子都倒了
Yeah, but I think that's the only day that we had tornado warnings.
Yeah.
其实也所有的那个龙卷风的警告都在那一天
So it really gives you like a love and a compassion for the kids. Whenever you say the word tornado, they instantly are gripped in fear. But then God also opened that as an opportunity for them to ask about Him in school.
So this 其实龙卷风帮助了我们来教导孩子因为在龙卷风的时候，很多孩子很害怕，他们就会问一些问题，让我们有机会跟他们讲上帝。
Okay, so the Texas Homeschool Coalition Kids Convention.
That's a long name.
Yeah, that is. So that's what we went to Texas for.
这个就是我们要去的德州，在家教育联会的孩子的部分。
So it's a children's conference as part of a family conference.
那个在大人聚会的时候，孩子聚会也是其中的一个重要的一部分。
Yeah, so there are about 200 kids.
有200个学生200个孩子
Yeah. And so we got to teach them over 2 days.
我们要在2天的时间内就是集中来服侍这些孩子
Yeah. And we got to stay at a mission house.
所以我们住在一个mission house, 住在就是为传道人准备的住的地方
Okay.So, that concludes our logistics.
好，这样我们这段时间的概括地方就讲完了。
Right. And so I just wanted to start with some of the personal things that happened to me while I was in the gap, how God worked in my life.
我现在花点时间讲一下跟我那个个人印象特别深刻的一些经历。
There's so many things I don't know where to start.
事情太多，不知道先讲哪个。
I'll start this. Sometime a few weeks into teaching.
When I开始教导了大概几个星期之后呢
I was at Bible Club on Friday.
有一次就是圣经俱乐部是在礼拜五。
We were doing a lot of talking and a lot of loud talking.
我们。就是在那里谈了很多事情。
By the time I got back, my voice was pretty hoarse.
当我那天结束之后，我发现我的声音非常哑。
I was like, oh, no problem.
我想，哦，没关系。
But then by Saturday, I woke up and I was talking. I was like whispering out of time. I was like, I was like talking like a frog kind of thing.
礼拜，因为我讲了，可能讲太多话了。礼拜六的时候，我发现我没有声音了，我只有很沙哑。
Never lost my voice before.
我从来没有经历过没我声音这样沙哑过。
But on Sunday, I really lost my voice.
到了礼拜天的时候，发现事情更糟糕，完全没有声音了。
As in, I couldn't whisper.
然后我连小声说话好像都说不出来了。
You can ask Perky. That whole Sunday, I was absolutely silent.
所以你不信，你可以问一下。
Perky says it was awesome, and I believe her. Okay, so I really totally lost my voice.
完全没有声音了。
But I had to teach on Monday, and I had quite a few classes to teach on Monday.
但是礼拜一到的时候，我有好几个班要教呢。
And it was the next day.
那就是第二天。
So I went to bed that night, and I was like, God, you know, it'd be really nice to have my voice back so I can go to school tomorrow.
所以礼拜天的晚上我就祷告我神啊、求你恢复我的声音因为我礼拜一还要 在班上教学呢。
Okay, so I went to bed that night. I did not have voice. I could whisper, but I could not hear myself whisper.
所以那天晚上我声音真糟糕极了。我如果小声说话的时候，连我自己都听不见。
Okay, so I went to bed.
所以我就睡觉了。
Next morning, I woke up.
第二天早上我醒来。
I had my devotions to do, so I opened my Bible.
我灵修的时候我把圣经打开。
And then I started reading.
我就开始读。
I wanted to hear if I had my voice or not, so I started reading out loud.
我想听听看我还有没有声音，所以我就开始声音读大声一些。
And I read it absolutely just like I'm speaking today.
我发现我声音有了，就像我现在跟你们讲的一样。
I got to teach all of Monday, and I had my voice.
整个礼拜一，一整天我都在上课，我一直有声音。
That was really amazing because on Sunday, not only did I not have a voice, I had a very sore throat as well.
这真的是让人很兴奋、很惊奇，因为礼拜天的时候我完全没有声音，不仅没声音，而且我的喉咙非常酸哑。
And I just want to thank you for praying right now because, like, I know during that time a lot of you guys are praying for me, and it's really during the whole entire session I could really feel God's hand working through your prayers.
我在这里借这个机会特别谢谢大家在为我带祷，因为我知道你们在为我带祷，甚至在我在上课服侍的时候，我都知道神的手在我身上在做工。
Just want to share with you another story.
现在再跟大家讲另外一个故事好不好
？I had one particular class that I taught.
讲到有一其中有一个特别的特别的一课。
I call Mr. M's class.
这个课叫做M 先生的课。
He had 22 kindergartners.
他有22个学龄前的孩童。
It's not very impressive. I like there's other.Bigger classes, though.
他们并不是很乖，就像别的班上的学生一样。
But then, their class, for some reason, they had like a spirit of hatred and bitterness in them.
不知为什么，他们好像有一个仇恨的灵在他们里面。
Mr. M, he would leave the class every single time we went in to teach character class.
M 先生在我们在我们。教书的时候，他会常常会离开这个班。
And then, so we would be left with 22 kindergartners to ourselves.
所以呢，我们就得自己对付这些22个学龄前孩童。
They're a very energetic group.
他们真的是那个非常精力旺盛。
And to make matters worse,
事情更糟糕的是什么呢
？The very first time I taught them, I was sick.
我们最糟的是我第一次跟他们上课的时候，我生病了。
I was running a headache and I went into their class.
我头痛，我上课的时候发现我头很痛。
By the time I got out, I have to say that I was seriously frightened of that class.
等我出来的时候，我知道我已经很难过了。
We weren't able to communicate with them to our lesson.
我们跟他 communicate to our
lesson. We weren't able to teach them.
我们还是教了他们。
And all of these children came from very broken families.
这些孩子，他们大部分的孩子都家庭有问题，破碎家庭。
I think from all the like 778 children that I went through every week, that are able to like impact every week.
我大概你们看到每个星期会接触到、影响到的，大概有700到780个学生。
I cannot remember one of them having a normal family.
我在我的记忆里，我好像没有碰到过一个他们是有正常的家庭的。
As a biological mom, biological dad, married and living together with them.
很难看到他们的有一个家庭是生父生母，都跟他们在一起，都是结婚。
They are so used to that lifestyle, they just go up to me and say, Oh, hey, so how many step-siblings do you have?
有时候他会问你，哎，这你有多少同父异母啊？就是不同父母的弟兄姐妹。
Okay, and so especially that class, the children came from very broken families.
而我教的这个班上，孩子都出，他们的家庭都非常破碎。
So I had my teaching partner, we started to pray for them every single, we started to pray for them.
所以我跟我的同伴的教师，就是每天都为他们祷告。
Week by week, it got better.
一个星期一个星期下来，我们看到事情就在进步。
It was getting better, but the children still had that spirit of hate in them. They would just go under the tables and push them up in like hatred and anger.
他们好一点，但是他们还是常打架，在那个推来推去，把桌子给推开。
When we had our very, very last week with them.
在最后一个星期的时候。
We were just like really crying out to God. God, would you please allow us to really connect with these kids and fill the classroom with the spirit of peace.
我在神面前极力祷告，神啊，求你怜悯，用你的灵充满这些孩子，让我跟他们有一些交心的机会。
So that week, God miraculously opened up doors of opportunities.
然后神就神迹般的就把这个门打开了。
And then we were able to spend a two-hour block with them, which is impossible.
然后我可以有机会一下子跟他们 谈了两个小时，这是很难想象的。
We ditched our lesson plan the day before. We just threw it away.
我们在前面一天已经把那个上课的计划都准备好了。
And then instead of that, we were able to just like have them, let's do coloring pages together. Let's do this together and play games with them.
所以我们都设计好了，让我们一起来做图画的游戏，一起来在纸上画。
And then through that, we were really able to connect with them.
借着这些游戏，我们跟他们关系就一下子走近了很多。They
shared with me their family situations.
他们就开始告诉我他们家庭的情况。They
were we were able to like have them know that there was someone who loved them.
他们就知道有一些人，sorry.
There were people who loved them.
他们知道原来有人爱他们。And
then there's also hope in the world.
他们也对这个在世上的日子有盼望了。Because
even if they were five or six, they were still filled with a lot of bitterness and hate.
因为你看到甚至在五到六岁的孩子里面，他们心里面有很多的仇恨，有很多苦读了。And
then so we had them do coloring pages for us. These are some of the things they did for us. And they're like, oh, I'm going to give it back to you so that when you're home, you can keep thinking about me.
然后他们就，你看到我这些话，他说我画了这些画，你把它带回去，这样你可以一直记得我。Yeah,
and then so it was really amazing how God opened up that door of opportunity that day. God really filled each of his children with the spirit of peace. We were able to connect with them and tell them about God's love.
所以非常感谢神，神亲自做的，就借着这最后一次机会，神的灵也充满他们，让他们有神的平安在他们的里面，也让我跟他们有
Yes, and I'll just thank you again for all of your prayers. They meant a lot.
再次谢谢大家，在这其中的祷告对我来说很重要。Okay,
so for me, in the gap was like being thrown in a pool.
我可以接着。对于我来说，我在这个补破口的机会，我能服侍很多的贫苦人，poor，like
being thrown in a pool.
就把我丢在了，就这次训练就好像把我扔到了水池里一样。
But in the gap, they give you like in the gap floaties, so you can float on top of the pool.
他们就把我丢进去，然后让我自己在那里飘在那里。
Yeah, so they give you like all these homework, and they're setting you up for success.
他们给了我好多的作业，然后也给我一些。 要求.
Yeah. In the gap, I learned, I think the biggest thing that I learned was discipline.
在这里我学到了其中有一个很重要的就是纪律。
Like a self-discipline in a safe environment.
就是一个自我的一个律己的一个训练，在一个安全的环境里做一个律己的训练。
Because you're under authority with your RAs, but it's not your parents' authority.
所以呢，我是在一个是在我的一个 长辈一个领袖的那个遮盖下面，但是呢，这个领袖却不是我的父母。
So I had to learn how to be responsible for getting like my tardy slips and going to bed on time or stuff like that.
所以我要学习自己自我约束，怎么样来能够准时不至于得到那个迟到单。
Yeah, and when to do homework and when to rest and stuff.
无论是在做作业。作业或者甚至休息，都要能够约束。
Yeah, I think it's a really good transition it from like being at home into like the world because in the gap is kind of like the middle where you're under authority but it's not the world and it's a safe environment for you to grow.
所以对我来说，这是一个很好的一个机会，就好像从我。生命成型，从家里面到进入社会的当中一个里程碑，在这个里程碑里面，我仍然有我的属灵的领袖在遮盖我对，然后来管我，他们却不是我的父母，但是我还是在一个属灵的安全的环境里面。
Yeah. So something else that I learned was that God answers prayers even when we don't see it.
我这里学到了一个很重要的功课，就是。神真的听我的祷告，虽然我看不见。
For this session, we were really challenged to pray impossible prayers.
在这个整个的这段时间里面，我们常常在祷告那些就是 impossible 不可难以想象的事情。
So I prayed to talk to 2 kids per day at school about God.
我祷告说，神，你给我机会，让我每天有机会。跟两个孩子交谈。
But when the next day school came and it didn't happen, I was really confused.
然后第二天在那个学校开始的时候，哎，这个事情没发生，然后我就很失望。
So I got to talk to my RA about it.
我就对我的属灵母亲就开始谈论这件事情。
And she really put it into perspective for me.
然后她就跟我分享她的眼光。
So she said a lot of the times It's kind of like a skyscraper. Like we're praying for the 80th floor, and we want it like right now.
所以他说，在很多时候我们祷告，我们就好像祷告求一个事情的时候，他要立马就要成就。
But when it doesn't happen, we're like, wait, what? We prayed for the 80th floor, and nothing's been set up yet.
然后当事情没有发生的时候，我们就会心里面就会有疑惑，哎，我要祷告这件事情怎么不听呢？怎么没发生？
But when you build a skyscraper, the higher you want it to go, the deeper the foundation has to be.
所以，老师跟我说，这就像你在造高楼，你造的越高，你的根基要扎的越深。
Yeah. So God really touched me, and he said that, look, I'm like digging deep, and I'm letting the kids know that I love them through me.
所以，神。对我的心说话，说你要建立很好的那个根基，要挖得很深，让孩子真正的能经历我的爱。
Yeah, and it was really cool because later after the last day teaching at one of the schools, I found out that one of the girls in my classes got saved by another teaching partner.
所以对我很有鼓励的是，在我最后的一刻的时候，我就发现其中有一个学生就是我在他身上。我在身上花了很多时间的一个学生，最后他在另外一个老师的课里面觉知得救了。
And that's really rare because we're not really supposed to talk about God in the classes unless they initiate the conversation.
这是一个非常了不起的事情，因为我们被规定不可以在课堂上面谈论神，除非是孩子主动问起来。
Something else that I learned was that God really cares about our desires.
另外一件事情我学到的就是神非常神非常在乎神也在乎我们心里所愿的。神为我做的事情简直是难以计数。
To show him that he loved me.
然后来向我们说他爱我。就向我说他爱我。
One of them was one day I went to bed 1 minute late because we forgot the time.
有一件事情就是有一天我睡觉的时候晚了一分钟，因为我忘了时间了。
So we had to get four tard. I had to get four tardy slips.
所以我就得到了三个迟到单，四个迟到单。
Okay, and before that, I really wanted to contact my grandparents because they really supported me in this.
在这个之前，我一直想跟想跟我的外公写信外公外婆写信，因为他们非常支持我。
But I really didn't have the time to do that.
但是我没有时间写这个。
So when I went down to get my tardy slips, one of the tardy slips was to write a letter to our grandparents.
所以我这四个迟到单中单子里面，其中有一个说，给你的祖父母写信。
Yeah, so it was a requirement.
这就变成一个需要的必修的课程。
Yeah, and I can go on and on and on about what God did.
我还有类似的事情是很多。
But I just want to share some things that I'm really grateful for.
我这次在这我特别想跟大家分享一下我很感恩的一些事情。
I didn't get sick at all these past 2 months. I got stuck in my room, but I didn't get sick.
所以在过去的两个月里面，我一点都没有生过病。我在房间里面生，
yeah.
房间里面有点不舒服，但是我基本上没生过病。
Yeah, I went to another Texas conference in Texas.
我去了德州的一个聚会。
And it was actually this one, and
就是这一张照片上面的。
And I was teaching with another teaching partner.
我跟另外一个同伴在教着小孩子。
But the last day, I woke up and my throat really hurt.
第二天我醒来的时候，我发现我的喉咙非常酸哑。
And I was really scared. I'm like, oh no, because if I go back to In the Gap and I'm sick, then I have to stay in my room, and that's not funny.
然后我就很担心哦，如果照这个样子，我回到那个不破口的这个里面训练营地的时候，我大概只能待在房间里面了。
So I told my teaching partner that I would be late and that I'd take some time to rest.
我就告诉我的教学同伴说我会晚一点我需要一些休息。
And I prayed a simple prayer. I said, God, could you please heal my throat?
所以我就跟神祷告，神啊，求你来医治我。
And then I went to sleep.
然后我就睡觉了。
And an hour later when I woke up.
然后当我一个小时之后醒来的时候。
It was like nothing was wrong.
然后发现没有一件事情是错的。
So it was really amazing how God would just answer those small prayers just for me.
我很惊讶，对这么小的祷告，神也会听。
Okay, and one last thing is I'm really grateful for all your prayers.
最后一件事情就是我也是非常对大家的祷告非常感恩。
I can't count how many times I would wake up in the morning and be like, oh no, I don't know what to do. I just want to stay.In my bed and just cuddle for the whole entire day.
您不知道有多少次早晨醒来的时候，我就说，哦，我实在起不来了，我想再多睡一会儿。
And I felt like I really couldn't go on anymore.
我都觉得我没有力气，还坚持不下去了。
But then I would remember that you guys were all praying for me.
但是我能记得你们都在为我祷告。
And I know that my dad was faithfully praying for me every single day.
我知道每天。每一天我的父亲都在为我祷告。
So I was counting on all your prayers.
所以呢，我就是那个我知道你们都在为我祷告。
So thank you guys so much for praying.
非常谢谢大家。
And we'd like to end with a song. It's our theme song.
在我结束的时候，我们两个人为大家献一首歌，就是我们在这个不破口的这个隐会里面的一首歌。欢迎大家跟我们一起唱。Thank you.
Shine your light throughout all the earth to tell of the King and the second birth, making an impact for generations to come. Jesus had forbidden us, turn not away little ones. We make up the hedge, we obey the Master's call. We stand in the gap, we stand before them all. Lord, take our efforts, all honor and faith. We lay them before you to glorify your name. We lay
谢谢他们两个小姊妹的分享。讲实在哈，做他的父亲，要把他就是功课都停下来两个月送到一个地方去啊，去服侍，其实对我们来讲也是一个决定啊。那之前也不是太确定，就觉得说有这个机会让孩子们成长也不错，但是当会落掉学习。也是会有一些的考虑，但是呢，当他回来以后，我看见他满脸的荣光跟自信，还有那种服侍上面的喜乐，我觉得哎，这个决定是对的啊，就是让孩子们可以有更多的机会去在外界到外面去，把他们 push 到另外一个limit， 让他们去 experience 神的那种带领啊，我觉得在对他们的生命成长真的是非常大的一个祝福。所以盼望我们教会里面有其实也许许多多的机会啊，我知道的就是小荣光我们在两个礼拜就要开始是一个平台，把我们的孩子们不止小小朋友他们在这个营会当中可以学品格，而且更重要的是它是一个平台，所以呢在这个平台上我们把所有的青少年都把他们放在这个平台上让他们来成长，所以呢他们就来教导这个更小的孩子啊，现在他们都是全部几乎是他们在担纲了哈。那我们一开始的时候是帮他们把这个东西建立起来，那他们现在都可以在台上来服侍神。所以这教会的话呢，它只有两种人，一种呢就是学生，一种呢就是老师。那你不是学生，你就是老师。好，那我想对青少年的成长来讲，真的是非常大的一个 process， 很重要的一个 process， 也是一个很好的生命的一个体验啊，能够成熟成长。我想我们每一个人在神面前，神都呼召我们成为别人的祝福啊，这是我们基督徒一个很重要跟一般世界的人不一样的观念，就是我们是以神为中心，看见的是神的荣耀借着我们彰显在这个世界上，而不是一般外面的人所求的是自己的荣耀、自己的名誉、自己的成功。那上帝呢是不在这个 scope 里面，但是呢我想我们每一个基督徒我们就有这样的一个，所以我们很喜乐来服侍神，而且我们没有重担，因为知道上帝他会 take care 一切，而且他负责，所以我们在看见神的名被荣耀的时候，我们心里面就非常非常的喜乐跟满足啊。我想我们每一个人都有这样子的一个呼召成为别人的祝福，我们唱一首诗歌来回应神对我们这样子的一个爱，我们来唱借我赐恩福。